Number five, a no-regrets dad and husband accepts spiritual responsibility for his family. Wow. Dads. If your kids are not reading through the Bible, it's your fault. If your children are not memorizing Scripture, it's your fault. It's not your wife's fault. If your children are not spiritually hungry, it's your fault. Because maybe you aren't. And maybe you don't encourage them. Maybe you don't hold them accountable. Look what it says in Deuteronomy 6:7. You shall teach them. By the way, Deuteronomy was not written to women. It's written to the... Start the book. Moses writes to the leaders, the men of Israel. And he said, if you're going to keep this nation from shipwreck and crash, you teach them diligently, your children. By the way, the model of being instructed in home is what homeschooling is built on. Now, it doesn't mean that it's wrong to have education outside the home, but the prime education about God must be in the home. And the dads must initiate it. The wife can carry it out, but the dad must initiate it. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house. God should be a regular menu item that dad brings up, that dad initiates, that dad precipitates, that dad discusses. Men, you accept the spiritual responsibility for your family. Number six, no regrets dad and husband is willing to say, I'm sorry and forgive me to his family, even for little things, to show them something. To show them something. Look what it says in Mark. Jesus said, he sat down, called the 12 and said to them, if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all and servant of all. You should lead the way as the greatest servant, acknowledging sin in your life. And unless you're sinless, there should be a regular, I'm sorry. Daddy was short. Daddy was impatient. Daddy was angry. Daddy was insensitive. Daddy was this. Daddy didn't, you know, whatever. There should be that acknowledgement. It says in Mark 10:44, whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. We are a slave to our family. We are not supposed to be, you know, Napoleon. We're supposed to be the bond slave, wearing the towel. It says in 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light. We were just with some friends and somehow got someplace where they had black lights on. As we walked through this, I don't know, there was pictures on the wall or something, and the black lights were on them. And all of a sudden, all the fuzz just jumped out on our clothes. You know, you just don't see that until you're in that certain light. We're supposed to be walking in the light. And we say, oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. See, we pick the fuzz off our spiritual lives to those we've offended and hurt. And we say, I'm sorry. You know, the 9 greatest words of any marriage, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Practice it. It's overwhelming. Number 7. A no-regrets husband discusses household responsibilities with his wife and makes sure these are fairly distributed. I might add, he takes some of them. and make sure the kids do too. I mean, it's just hard to comprehend raising lazy children and keeping them, indoctrinating them in laziness. They should be responsible. They should be taught personal stewardship, family stewardship. They should be taught how to be a servant of others and not be served. They're growing up in a culture where things are indecent and disorderly, and in our homes there should be a decent orderliness of responsibilities and of them knowing and doing and sharing in it and loving it. Number 8, a no-regrets dad and husband follows through with commitments he has made to his wife. Psalm 15:4, which is the Proverbs 31 of men. Psalm 15 is what a godly man looks like. Proverbs 31 is what a godly woman looks like. It says this, he who swears to his own hurt doesn't change. He keeps his word. And let's zip to 44, because I'm running out of time.